All right. The time is 7:56 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to listen to a track from the Mo Forever CD. As a matter of fact, why don't we do the title track, Mo Forever? And when this is finished, we'll be talking to the man himself, Mr. Mo Better Williams.
This is Mo Better Williams. Coming straight for you, you know what I'm saying? I want to give our praises out to God for making it all possible. It's Mo Forever. Mo Forever. This is how I get down.
Mr. Williams.
Hey, how you doing? How y'all doing today?
Doing good. I'm so glad you could finally make it onto the show, Conversations.
I know, right? Can you hear me good?
I can hear you fine. That's excellent.
That's good. How's things going with you?
Everything is lovely. I'm doing something that I love to do, so it's all gravy.
Well, you know, me too, and I can kind of concur with you on that. I'm doing what I love to do too, so God just can't.
All right now. So now, for the people who don't know, after listening to that beautiful, beautiful music right there that we just heard, More Forever, tell us a little bit about you. Like, how long have you been involved in music?
Well, I've been involved in music really all my life. You know, started in church. My dad was a gospel preacher, so of course I played in church. So that's where the love and the ability to play music come from is my church background, you know.
All right. And it's
So
definitely heavenly.
So I've been playing really all my life, really.
Okay, so this project, Mo Forever, is that your first recorded works?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I can say it is. Yeah.
It is. So you've basically been performing live for the people.
Right. Doing a lot of live performing. That is my first recording that I did that's out there. So yeah.
Well, I hope it's not going to be the last.
Oh no, never that. Right now, actually, I'm working on the Christmas album that I'm trying to get out real quick.
Okay,
Of course,
cool.
you know, I ain't got too much time on that, but that's what I'm concentrating on now.
Well, and you know what? As long as you get it out before January, you'll be good.
Well, you know
You'll be good.
that is.
Yeah, well, you know what? Whenever it comes out, send it to us. We'll definitely rock it.
Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely. And
Okay,
I
so.
want to say I appreciate you for even, you know, taking time out with my music and the people that's listening to it, you know. I
Man,
appreciate
you
everybody.
have got to be kidding me. The first time I heard it, I was like, uh-oh. And I've been trying to get you on ever since. Now, actually, I had your partner on, Marky Notes. He's been on a couple of times. But I'm like, what's up with Mo? Why we can't get that phenomenal sax player? Now, tell me something.
Right.
How long have you been actually playing the saxophone?
Well, you know, I've been playing the sax really probably about 15 years.
Well, you have mastered that, my brother.
Oh man, it's
Man,
all good. I appreciate
I put you
it.
right up there with the superstars and saxophone players. You know, come on now.
Well, I appreciate that vote of confidence, you know. Like I say, I'm more of a behind the scenes person, you know. I just like to play,
Okay,
so
listen. Let me say this to you. I understand all about that want to be behind the scenes thing because that's what I like to
it's
be too. But sometimes you gotta come to the forefront, brother. And when you play that saxophone, you are no longer in the background. Let me just tell you, since you don't know.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
You are not in the background, my brother.
I hope somebody take interest in me then, you know, and use me.
What? Man,
Put me to work, yeah.
use you.
Yeah,
Okay,
put me to
use
work.
please. I'm gonna have
I
to hook
love
you
to
up with
play.
some people if that's the problem. We're gonna have to hook you up.
Well, yeah, hook me up. Hook me up. I love to play, and I love for people to hear me. Because I believe somebody can be touched through my plan, you know.
And I believe
So
that too. Yes, definitely. Definitely so.
that's one thing I can definitely say that I try to do is touch whoever you know listening to me.
Right.
I play from the heart, you know.
Yeah, and you could tell. So let me ask you, what other instruments have you mastered?
Well, you know, I started on the drums, of course, you know. And and then the piano. I play the piano a little bit. Play all the saxophones. Play clarinet. Trumpet a little. I mean, everybody loves hearing me play the most is the saxophone. So
Yeah, no, that's right.
I hardly ever get to stretch out on them other instruments.
Oh, well, you know what? On your project, you're gonna have to do that. You know,
Yeah.
who writes your music?
Actually, everything's coming from me.
Everything's coming from you, but man, stretch it on yeah. out and put them other instruments in there. What's up?
Yeah, everything's coming from me, and actually, I am working on a project with a friend of mine that and he's challenged me to step outside my box like that. So it's a new realm. It's a new realm for me, but I think I can do it. You know.
So, you can do it. So. You can do it. Don't forget to think. You can mm-hmm. do it. You can do it, Mo.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
You can mm-hmm. do it. I know you can. The way you play this saxophone, baby, listen, you can do it. There's no doubt. No doubt. Okay, as a matter of fact, I want to play another one of your songs. This one, this one.
Which one are you going to play?
Sex on the Beach.
Oh, that's my favorite one, man. I love that tune.
Right.
I named that one personally.
Uh-huh.
I love that one, Sex on the Beach.
Some personal memories, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're not going to ask you to share that particular one.
Well, you know.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is one of my favorites, too. You know, it's hard for me to pick a favorite on this project. It's one of those you just put it in and press play and just listen to the whole thing.
Right.
Okay, but we're gonna check this one out, Sex on the Beach, and we'll be back to chop it up some more with Mr. Mo Better Williams. Yeah, that's a smooth ride right there.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Can you still hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you fine.
Wow. Yeah, I like that joint right there, man. That's how it make me feel right there, you know?
Okay, you said you write all this music. What inspires you? Where does it come from?
Well, you know, it comes from the heart, like I said earlier. And I do want let me say this here. I did say that I write the horn side of my music. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Marquee Notes and the Sirius Entertainment family, you know what I'm saying? They you know, had a big part into that CD right there also, you know, so couldn't have done it without them. So they had big parts in that, all the horn parts, and you know, of course, the saxophone is for me, you know, and you say what inspires me to write my music, it just comes from the heart naturally. Whatever I feel, that's how it comes out, you know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm just a chef, you know what I'm saying? And however it comes in the oven and whatever, however it's served, you know what I'm saying? That's how it comes out the horn, you know?
Oh, I like that analogy. Okay. All right, Chef. Chef Mo. So, of course, you're a big fan of jazz. We hear this all through this project. Have you ever branched out into any other genres?
Well, you know, I'm really an 80s baby, you know what I'm saying? I love 80s music, all the 80s. That's really what I listen to is a lot of 80s music, believe it or not, and old-time gospel. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I have an old spirit, you know what I'm saying? People think Mo Williams is this and that, but Mo Williams really has an old spirit, so therefore I have old ways.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being old-fashioned. In this day and time.
And maybe that's what most of that drive comes from, too, you know, within me. Maybe that's what that fire is in me, you know. So I don't complain.
Mm-hmm. So do you see yourself doing a gospel project?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Gospel, like I said, gospel is rooted deeply into our family. So, yeah, I would love to do a gospel album. You know what I'm saying? I want to do a country album.
No, oh, for real?
You know what I'm saying? And I love Latin music. I want to do a Latin type deal. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just open. You know what I'm saying? Just wide open, all gas.
Oh, I love that.
When it comes to music. Yeah.
I love that. So let me ask you, what artists would you like to work with? It doesn't have to be superstar artists. It could be independent artists. Who would you like to do a project with?
I really would love to work with Esmeralda Spelling. I think I'm saying the name right.
Yeah, okay.
I would love to do something with her. The jazz people that play the horns and really I don't really listen to, you know what I'm saying? I just want to work with whoever want to work with me. But I would really love to do something with her.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying?
All right, we're putting that out to the universe right now. Anybody know Esmeralda? You know, get in touch with her people and let them know Mo Better Williams want to work with her. Let's do this.
Yeah. Yeah, and Erykah Badu, love her.
Oh my Sade. God, that would be awesome.
I don't know if they still, you know, doing anything, but if I could just be on the same stage with any one of them, I would be grateful. But whoever want to work with me, I work with anybody, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, and when it comes to music, it should be like that. It's room for everybody.
Yes, that's true. That's true. I love that. Man, see, I knew you was like that. I knew you was. That's why I wanted to get you on here, man. Let the people know. This brother
that's
is deep.
Up.
This brother is deep. He got soul. He got heart.
That's what's up. I love that. I love that.
All right. Esmeralda, huh?
Yeah, she's real deep. She's
She
real
is
deep.
deep. She is. And Erica is too. I mean, you name, and Sade, oh yeah, you name.
Yeah.
I would love to see any of those. Any
and
of
that's
those.
Just really just off the top of my head, just real quick, you know what I'm
Right,
saying? But
right.
those are my like my favorites, you know.
So listen, a little birdie told me that you've been compared to oh man, his name just popped right out of my head that fast. Kenny G.
Oh man,
is that true?
Wow, I don't know. That's a real honor, though. Whoever, whichever bird compared me, that's real hot. Yeah.
All right now. Well, you know what? I kind of think you're in that vein. I can see that. I mean, really, I can hear that, rather. Not so much see.
Wow.
I can surely.
Wow,
hear.
That's heavy, man. That's
yeah.
heavy. I say, well, let's pray that we can make that happen through prayers, you know.
And listen, you mentioned my friend, and I mentioned my friend Marky. We mentioned him a couple times. He's got a track on your project.
Mm-hmm. He sure do.
And I don't even think
Never knew love.
Never knew love. That's
yeah,
it.
that was the first one that we dropped, man. I said then and that thing was going to be a hit. I love the way that thing flows. It
yeah.
flows real good on that.
And his vocals on it is like that too. You know,
oh,
love,
yeah.
I love
yeah.
Marky's voice, and his voice with your sweet music is just too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go ahead and take a little quick break and listen to this, Never Knew Love, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Project, man, I can't wait for it. This music is just like, you know, there are just some artists that come along and you just want to just, you don't even have to listen to what they make after you know who they are. You don't even have to listen. They have something new, you just go buy it. I think, at least in my mind, you're that kind of artist. I wouldn't even care. As long as it's ain't Mo Better Williams. Yeah, give me that one.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. It's so good. I just appreciate what I do. And like I said, it's just for the best. You hear me?
Yeah.
For the best.
Yeah. So, and you know, after the Christmas project, how long do you think it'll be before we get that next sophomore release?
Well, actually, I'm writing right now real soon, because like I said, my guy is really, like I said, he challenged me this time. He said, Ramon, I just want you to, I don't want you to just play the horn. I want you to be you on this right here. So it's going to take, you know, it took a little bit of time for me to find me and find out who I was, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so,
right.
So real soon. Like I said, about it. The middle of next year, I'm thinking this should be together.
Oh, okay. So we don't have that long to wait. Especially if you're going to give us the Christmas music to tide us over.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like I said, I'm in the studio now working on them Christmas songs and trying to get them jumped to that real quick because my mother wants one of them CDs. She loves Christmas songs, so.
Yes, I'm sure.
She's kind of excited also about it.
I bet she is. I'd be excited if my son was making music like this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If I had a son.
Well, you know, it's all good. It ain't over yet.
Oh, yeah. That part's over, baby.
Okay, well.
Yeah, that part's
well,
over.
Well, you know, you can go get you one of them internet kids now. You know,
yeah, this is true.
You know, people is you probably can rent a kid now.
Anything you
know?
You want these days, right?
Right.
But I am doing Children's World of Music, so I'm gonna find my protege, prodigal son. I can't even talk. I'll find him. But anyway.
Oh yeah.
Getting back to you and the music. Now, this is what I ask artists when they come on, the first time that they visit my show. I always want them to give a word of advice and or encouragement to other people who are thinking about doing this independent music thing. I don't want you to say anything about it right now. I just want to let you know so you can be thinking on it. So at the end of our little talk, I'm going to give you the floor and you're going to let them, you know, bless the people with some wisdom.
Okay.
Cool. All right, so we talked about who you'd like to perform with. Is there any particular arena or outlet or venue that you'd like to perform in that you haven't?
Oh, man, I would love to go to China and play. Ooh. And I want to go to New York and play, and I want to go to L.A. and play. just really anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I hadn't really traveled, you know what I'm saying? So I just, anywhere is good for me, you know. But I would love to go to New York and play, and Los Angeles. I want to go to L.A. It's fine.
So have
you, some of the arenas up there.
Have you always been an independent artist?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is
From day one.
Would you... Okay. You don't really have anything to compare it to if you've never been on a record label. However, how do you feel with independent label versus industry record label?
Well, of course, the money is different, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, really, it seemed to really always falls back down to the work, you know what I'm saying? You mm-hmm. still have to put in the work to with any industry you're with, you know what I'm saying, before you can do anything. But as far as the difference, the only thing I can say is the money. The big boys, you know, have, you know, big connections, and the little guys, you will have to work a little bit harder to get heard, you know?
Right. But in my opinion, the internet and the different programs and things that we have these days does make it a little easier for the independent artists to be heard.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because if it wasn't for the internet, I wouldn't be heard now, right?
Well, you wouldn't be heard here. But do you really think that there's more music for the artists on the major label side? Do you really think that? Because, I mean, I'm only asking because there are so many artists who have filed bankruptcy numerous times who were with major record labels. So, are they really, I know people are getting paid. Now, I'm not saying people don't get paid when you with a major record label.
Right.
How much of that trickles down to
what I found out is if you ain't got no money coming into it, you probably ain't gonna have no money coming out to it because people are standing in line to get paid before you do, and that's
right.
just the way it is in this business. You know what I'm saying? If you don't own your own
right.
studio mm-hmm. and your own production, you're just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? You just have to wait till your turn comes.
Yeah. And it seems to me that if you're a writer, you get a bigger chunk anyway. And being that you write your own music, that would give you, you know, and it also allows you to be able to write for other people, which
right,
still
right,
gives you more
right.
royalties.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just my opinion
yep.
that independence
yep.
is the way to go because you do what you want and you own your own, like you say, you own your stuff, your property. You know,
mm-hmm.
nobody has a claim.
You have more control.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can do what you want. As an independent artist, you can, like you say, you want to branch out into other genres. If you were with a major record label, I don't think they necessarily support that. I mean, if you were really big, I mean, bringing in tons and tons of money, then they probably say, okay, well, we can try it. But they're going to still be hesitant because they don't want to mess up their pocket.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whereas when you're independent,
uh-huh.
you can jump from gospel to jazz to hip-hop to rhythm and blues to neo-soul to, you know what I'm saying, to rock to funk. You can jump around and do what you want.
Right,
the beauty
right.
of being an independent artist to me.
Right. Exactly right. You're exactly right about that. But I don't know. I really don't know all the ins and outs.
I think it kind of comes down to your preference. I mean, if you're somebody who doesn't really want to be bothered with the day-to-day, then and you can get with a record label, then by all means. But it also seems that the major record labels are changing the way they do business as well because it's like if you're now already out there and already known, they don't want to touch you anyway these days.
Right. So. And that's how it is. And that's how it is, you know. If you ain't, like you said, out there already and already known through family or through something that you did,
mm-hmm.
it's just really hard as heck, you know.
Well, that's why you got me and all the other independent internet radio providers, you know, because we take care of our peoples, you know what I'm saying? I'm promoting all independent artists because it's rough out here, and if we don't help us, who will?
You're sure right, and what people fail to realize is that's what built this country, is people helping you. You scratch my back, I scratch your back.
That's
you
right.
know what I'm saying? That's what
right.
That's what built this country.
And we could be great once again if everybody would get that mentality. Yeah,
saying. Well, you know, it's gonna get back. It's gonna get back like that because it ain't gonna have no choice. Because once folk get tired, that's when they start doing something about the situation. You know what I'm saying? And I do understand this too. And people can't be lazy in nothing they doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna do something, you got to go into it 100%, no matter what.
Amen. That's so true. So true. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know what? I'm gonna take another break and play another song because there's so much beautiful music here. I mean, we could be here all night with this, but let's see. Why don't we do? Lay Back. What about that one? Is that good? Okay, so we're going to take a listen to this, and we'll be back to finish it up with Mr. Mo Better Williams.
Lay Back. Back. Do you?
great driving music, man.
Yeah, I like to ride and listen to it myself. Mm.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so we've shared some of the music with the folks, and I know they want to know how they can put their hands on the product. So why don't you tell people how they can get a copy of Mo Forever?
Well, you can get a copy from, Sirius Entertainment. Go on the internet and, you know, look up Sirius Entertainment. All the information about the CD and everything and how to get it is on there.
All right. And you can also get it there and on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. And Amazon, yeah. Or contact Marquee Notes. Or contact myself.
There you go. All right. So you're going to let me know what's happening and so I can post the information on the WDGP website. You know, like where you're going to be performing.
I will be at Windstar Casino. I think December the 5th will be down there at Windstar. Casino, that's where you can find me at down there. And we'll be in Idlewild, Oklahoma, New Year's.
Okay.
You can find me down there if somebody's moving around. But if you have in Oklahoma City, on Sunday and Monday nights, you can find me at the Tree Lounge.
Oh, the Tree Lounge. Okay.
Yeah, you can find me at the Tree Lounge. That's the home of Mo Williams. That's where I'm at. Every Sunday night and Monday night right there doing my thing with the All-Stars.
With the All-Stars. Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. So are you ready to impart your knowledge and wisdom on us, Mr. Mo?
Well, you know what? The best I can, I guess. You ready for me?
Well, we ready.
Okay, now. This is what I got for everybody that's, you know, trying to do this thing called music. I'll be an artist. I just say, don't stop believing. Believe in yourself, for one. Practice, always practice to perfection. You know what I'm saying? And don't ever get the big head to where you can know everything, because you can't know everything. Just believe in yourself and believe in the Lord, you know what I'm saying? And have faith in your dream and your ability to move people. Mm.
That's it right there.
I believe that's it.
Yeah, that's good words of wisdom. I like that. Believe in yourself. Believe in the Lord. Follow your dreams. Keep hope alive.
Yeah. Keep hope alive and
work
and
hard.
The rest follow, you know?
Can't leave out that work hard part.
Well, you know, if you practice, you got to work hard. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You practice and believe in yourself. That's a hard job on its own.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, Mr. Mo, I just have to say thank you so much for spending this hour with us here on Conversations. You are phenomenal. I don't want you to get a big head, and I'm not saying it for you to get a big head, but I'm saying it for you to know that you're making an impact. And I want you to stay encouraged and keep doing what you're doing. And like I said, whatever you putting out, make sure we get at least a few tracks off of it so we can rock it for you and direct people to where they can get it.
I sure will, most definitely. And I want to say thank you to yourself and thank you to the radio world and the internet world that's getting this right now. And, you know, because if it wasn't for y'all, I couldn't do me. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for giving Lulo me a chance.
It's our pleasure, little old you. Again, thank you. And so we're going to let you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You know, you got to rest up if you're doing a show tomorrow night. We want to make sure you're at your best.
Yeah, I'm on my way to a Pearl Jam concert right now, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, good. Well, you enjoy. And like I said, thanks for taking the time out of your schedule to hang with me a little bit tonight. And this is not the last time you're going to be here. Just know that.
Okay.
Matter of fact, we should do a listening party when you do that next CD.
Okay, I sure will.
Right,
and
here.
I want to say this also, that, you know what I'm saying, I'm on Facebook, so if anybody wants to Facebook me or anything, feel free to, you know, do that.
Okay, yes, please do. All right. Good night, my brother. And,
all right.
You know, good luck. Keep it up. We love you.
Most definitely. We love you, too. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. And so we're going to finish it out with more Better Williams doing Atmosphere.